He was a nice lad. Helena and I were both very fond of him. From the moment of their elopement, Claudia and Quintus had had their difficulties. It was the usual story. He'd been too young to get married. She was much too keen on the idea. They were in love when they did it. That's more than most couples can say. Now that they had a baby son, we all assumed they'd set aside their problems. If they divorced, they'd be expected to marry other people anyway. They could end up with worse. Justinus, who was the real offender in their stormy relationship, would certainly lose out, because the one thing he'd acquired with Claudia was joyful access to her very large fortune. She was a fiery piece when she needed to be, and her habit nowadays was to wear her emeralds on every occasion to remind him of what he would lose, apart from his dear little son Gaius, if they separated. Helena Justina, my level-headed wife, weighed in, making it clear where her sympathies would lie. "Calm down, Geminus, and tell us what caused poor Quintus to be in this trouble." She tapped my still-excited father on the chest to soothe him. "Where is my brother now?"
"Your noble father has requested that the villain leave the family home."
Quintus and Claudia live with his parents. It cannot have helped. Pa, whose children and grandchildren rejected all forms of supervision, especially from him, seemed impressed by the senator's bravery. He assumed a disapproving air. From the biggest reprobate on the Aventine, this was ludicrous. Pa gazed at me with those tricky brown eyes, running his hands through the wild grey curls that still clustered on his wicked old head. He was daring me to be flippant. I knew when to hold my peace. I wasn't mad.
"So where can he go?"
A curious note of hysteria squeaked its way into Helena's voice.
"He told me he's camped out in your uncle's old house."
The senator had inherited this property next door to his own. I knew that house was currently empty. The senator needed the rent, but the last tenants had left suddenly.
"Well, that's convenient."
Helena sounded brisk. She was a practical woman.
"Did my brother say what caused him to lash out at dear Claudia?"
"Apparently."
My father's tone was lugubrious. The old bastard was enjoying every moment of this. "Your brother has an old girlfriend in town."
"Oh, girlfriend is putting it far too strongly, Geminus."
I gazed at Helena fondly and let her commit herself.
"I know who you mean, of course. Veleda is her name."
All Rome knew the past history of this notorious female, though so far few people realised she and Quintus had ever been connected. His wife must have heard something, however. I guessed Quintus himself had stupidly told her.
"Quintus may have met the woman once," Helena declared, trying to reassure herself, "but it was a long time ago, long before he was married or had even heard of Claudia, and anything that occurred between them happened very far away."
"In a forest, I believe,"
Pa smirked, as if trees were disgusting. Helena looked hot.
"Veleda is a barbarian, a German from beyond the frontier of the Empire."
"Isn't your sister-in-law also from outside Italy?"
Pa now produced a leer, his speciality.
"Claudia comes from Hispania Baetica, absolutely civilised, an utterly different background and position. Spain has been Romanised for generations. Claudia is a Roman citizen, whereas the prophetess..."
"Oh-ho! This Veleda is a prophetess,"
Pa snorted.
"Not good enough to foresee her own doom," snapped Helena. "She's been captured and brought to Rome for execution on the Capitol. Veleda offers no hope of romance to my brother, and no threat to his wife. Even Claudia, at her most sensitive, should be able to see that he can have nothing more to do with this woman. So what in Hades can have driven him to hit her?"
A wily look appeared upon Pa's face.
"People say we're alike, physically."
And this was an expression I had certainly not inherited.
"It could be,"
my father speculated, knowing the reason full well, of course,
"because Claudia Rufina hit him first."
Chapter 2. Saturnalia was a good time for a family quarrel. It could easily be lost among the seasonal rumpus. But not this quarrel, unfortunately. Helena just